100 years ago this week, the world's last passenger pigeon died. Now, a passenger pigeon was a type of bird. It was terrifically successful in North America. It used to fly in flocks that numbered in the millions, if not billions, flocks that blocked out the sun for hours. And the last one who died, we know a great deal. This is probably the only time in natural history that this has happened. We know the last one who died, she was called Martha. She died at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Cincinnati Zoo on the 1st of September 1914. It's probably the only time that that has happened. Hopefully the only time it ever will happen. Now, Bournemouth Natural Science Society has a stuffed passenger pigeon. It was donated to them in the 1920s. And today they begin an exhibition about the creature, trying to, spread the story, spread the message that if we don't learn from history, we will be damned to repeat the mistakes of our forebears. Now, I went to Bournemouth Natural Science Society's Christchurch Road base, and I met the man who's organised this passenger pigeon exhibition, John Creswell.
This would have been a male, and like most male birds, more attractive than the species. It's what? Body length is about 7 inches long, tail another 7 inches. My name is John Creswell. I've been a member of the Bournemouth Natural Science Society now for 14 years, and for this occasion I've devised an exhibition on the passenger pigeon. The passenger pigeon was a North American bird. It appeared in billions, it would seem, from eyewitness accounts. It would blacken the sky when it passed over. When it settled on the ground, it would cover acres and pluck away all the grain and pulses and whatever, and it made itself a bit of a nuisance to the farmers, and that's why eventually it was shot out of the sky. The last one was called Martha. She was in Cincinnati Zoo when she died at 1 o'clock on the 1st of September 1914, and we felt it was rather important to recognise that birds do become extinct, animals become extinct, plants become extinct. The bird was obviously caught in the 19th century when it was quite a commonplace thing for people to own stuffed birds. We're having an exhibition to, say, commemorate the passenger pigeon's demise, and we can do that because we actually have a specimen of the bird, which was probably collected in the 19th century sometime. We as a society have inherited a lot of stuffed birds and various other creatures which our Victorian forebears collected, and when we became a society in 1903 we sort of inherited a lot of stuff, and this passenger pigeon was given to us by a man called Cotton in 1925, and it's a time for reflection that we can get this close to a specimen, even though it's dead. We can sort of see what it was like, and we have this. We're able to get this link across that here was a bird, and it is no more. The conservation movement in all creatures was very, very slow. I think the first group that came in existence was the RSPCA, or what became the RSPCA, and it took several decades before naturalists, people who one would have thought would be most who liked animals and loved animals, would be more caring for them. The fact that great populations can crash so rapidly, I think, is very, very pertinent to the whole issue of extinction, and I think we should be very, very aware that things, just little minor things, can trigger a great collapse, a catastrophe within populations. So I am very concerned, and I think we should be aware that we are now a main contributor of extinctions, and we should be, as human beings, we should be more aware of the natural world and learn to live with it more.
John Creswell from the Bournemouth Natural Science Society talking to me the other day about their Passenger Pigeon Exhibition, which starts today. You can find out more on their website, which is bnss.org.uk.